This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gary Myers is our good friend, longtime NFL columnist in New York, a great author of bestsellers in the New York Times bestseller list. His books are phenomenal. He's been on the bench a million times. Gary, how you doing?
What's going on tonight, Scott?
Hey, so, boy, you talk about a crazy day over in Florham Park. What is going on with the Jets? And we had heard, I think the reporter deserves credit, that said there was some trouble in paradise. Before the draft, they were saying that Gase was having problems with these guys. And then Gase said he was, mad at the media for making up stories. Meanwhile, the story was right, and then they obviously were having problems, and then they got rid of him today.
What a completely dysfunctional operation, which is, nothing really new if you paid attention to the Jets for the last 50 years. If they're going to fire McCagnan, then fire him after the season when they fire Todd Bowles. It makes absolutely no sense to let him have a major say in the hiring of Adam Gase, to spend $120 million on guaranteed money, contracts, in free agency, and then make the pick with the third pick in the draft when they took Quinn and Williams. All these decisions shaping the Jets' future for the next 4 or 5 years, and then 2 weeks after the draft to dump him. There's more to this story than perhaps just Gase and McCagnan not seeing eye to eye. I'm not exactly sure, but there had to be something that Chris Johnson just saw happening and said, I just can't have this guy in my building anymore. Because otherwise, it just really makes no sense. I don't really understand how you go through an entire offseason and let this guy make all your major decisions, and then you dump him, unless something really major happened in there that he just got completely turned off to him.
I said earlier, I thought that Mr. Johnson's comments about it all, public comments today about, he said that, frankly, that McCagnan did a good job, and that he was a part of the process, that they've been doing all this stuff, and he was there for a lot of this and this and that. Then he said, he has helped do a lot of things in his organization. We want to thank him and Betty, just terrific people, and we wish them nothing but the best. It's so funny to me when they say that kind of stuff, because they're at the same time, he's screwing him over, firing him, and what he really means in Portuguese is pack your bags and get off our yard. I mean, the bottom line is, he's such a great guy, did a great job. We love his wife and him and his family. Wish him the best. I mean, why say that at all after you're screwing the guy over?
Well, because that's what they always say.
it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
And it's disingenuous. After you just fire a guy and you sing his praises. That's what I'm telling you. I think there's something behind the scenes that Chris Johnson just decided he couldn't live with anymore with McCagnan. Whether it was relationships with other people in the organization, that he didn't like the way he treat people. I'm just throwing some stuff out here now because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe he just realized that McCagnan and Gase were on this tremendous collision course, and they weren't going to be able to coexist. And he let McCagnan go through all the decision-making in the offseason. And then he said, okay, 95% of the GM's decisions for the calendar year are now over, so I'm just going to bring somebody else in. There's just the truth has not come out yet, I guess is what I'm saying, about either the degree in which McCagnan and Gase just couldn't get along, or just other things that Chris Johnson was compiling on McCagnan, and it finally came to a head, and he just said, okay, this is the right time to get him out of here. But it's just so typical of Jets. I mean, it really is.
So let me ask you, you wrote that you believe that it sounds like you believe that Gase will hire his friend Joe Douglas as GM possibly, and his friend Daniel Jeremiah to assist him. And then Johnson would be handing the keys to the castle over to Gase, basically, who was 23 and 25 and 3 years with the Dolphins, never did anything. The same record that got Mangini fired. And that he's basically given the guy the total control of the franchise. I mean, what's next? He's going to have him move into Chris's house and, like, and Chris and his family will move out?
Maybe that's already happened as far as I know. It doesn't make any sense. Adam, no other team was interested in Adam Gase after the season other than the Jets. So you'd think that he would just be grateful to have this opportunity after the Dolphins were really, for the most part, a train wreck for 3 years there. He couldn't get Tannehill straightened out and really did not do a very impressive job there. And so he's fortunate that he was out of work for about 10 days. And he got another head coaching job, and he got a coaching job in New York. And then he gets on this power trip with a general manager who's very instrumental in hiring him and pretty much stabs him in the back and creates a division and friction within the organization between him and the general manager. And so much so, you know, Rich Cimini from ESPN was writing that Chris Johnson was so concerned about this that he started showing up in the office pretty much every day the last 2 months to get a view for himself about what was going on. And I just think there was some bad stuff happening there where they just felt almost with McCagnan now, was you know, they couldn't get rid of Gase, obviously. They just hired him, and he's the coach who's much more important at this time of the year than the general manager.
Right.
So they had to get rid of one of them. Well, I will tell you this, Scott. In all the years that I covered Woody Johnson,
right,
I never thought I'd come across an NFL owner who was really more clueless than him. But apparently, the clueless genes run in the Johnson family because his brother Chris is right there with
him. Is that his brother or son?
No, it's his brother.
His brother. Yeah, his brother's he's really bad. I'm getting a bad taste in my mouth with this guy, the way he handles his business. I have to tell you, but I have to go back to the facts. The facts remain that the guy drafted Sam Darnold, and everyone loved it. I mean, everybody absolutely loved. They treated this guy like Joe Namath in the city last year when they got him, that he was the savior. And then the guy, frankly, I don't care about Mosley. And everyone says he paid too much for him. I don't care about money. I care about he got Le'Veon Bell there, and everyone, it was bigger than Johnny Manziel getting drafted by the Browns when the whole city thought they were going to win 10 Super Bowls. The bottom line is he got Le'Veon Bell, and no one, when they got him, I don't remember anyone saying it was for too much money. I remember everyone saying that they got him. That's all that mattered. They had the best running back in the NFL and that the Jets were going to be good. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's worried about how much money they're paying him.
Yeah, I mean, they got him for less than the franchise tag average. I mean, the average salary was less than the franchise.
Right, it was like a sale.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Bell signed, I was thinking, boy, he really screwed up because he didn't get nearly as much as he thought he was going to get. And he'll never make up the money that he lost by sitting out the year in Pittsburgh. Everybody thought, you know, the Jets got him for like 70 cents on the dollar. And now you're hearing that Gase thought that they completely overpaid for him. And listen, I don't think it's Gase's business, really, how much McCagnan is paying for the players.
I don't either.
You just coach the players that the GM gives you. And, you know, his argument might say, well, if you didn't spend so much on Mosley and Bell, we could have gone out and, you know, bought a center or whatever. Well, the Jets still had cap room to do whatever they wanted.
Right.
It wasn't like they overspent themselves into, you know, cap hell. They still had cap room. So I just think that Gase overstepped his bounds really quickly, which is pretty nervy, I think, for a guy with a losing record that should just be thankful to have the job and at least be somewhat grateful to the general manager who hired you instead of almost setting out on an immediate course to try to, you know, take his job away.
I think it makes him look really bad. And I have to tell you, the guy went out and got Quinn and Williams. I think he fell into his lap because of their position in the draft. But I actually believe that this Gase guy has been literally handed a nice little team. He's got talent all over the field. I like the receivers. I like the running back now. I like Quinn and Williams on their anchor on that front. And I think they have potential to actually be good. I wonder how, like, because I feel like this guy He's, you know, this is the beginning, I believe, of a very tenuous relationship with the New York media, because if he thinks he's going to be going up and having these kind of aggravating press conferences where he's like telling everybody he doesn't like this, or doesn't like, you guys piss me off, and all this other stuff he throws out there. You know, it to me is like, okay, thanks, hack. You've been a hack coach, so you're going to turn it on the media. They will eat him alive in this city. Every loss, it'll get worse. You thought his eyes were bouncing around when they hired him? That guy will jump off a bridge by the time the media is done with him here.
You know, and if he's aggravated in May, what's going to happen if the Jets get off to an 0-3 start and every column in New York is, what the hell is this guy doing as the coach of the Jets? He failed in Miami, and this is the best the Jets could do. I think McCagnan wanted to hire Matt Rhule, the guy from Baylor. But for some reason, the Jets had it in their mind that they had to have Greg Williams as a defensive coordinator, no matter who the head coach was. And Matt Rhule, who will be an NFL head coach at some point, didn't want to take a job in which the organization was going to dictate to him who his assistants were going to be. And I can't blame him for that. You got to surround yourself with people that are, you know, have your back and will go to war with you, rather than having a guy like Greg Williams, who's a very strong personality, being forced on a rookie head coach. So I don't think I know Gase was not the first choice in this matter. And Cliff Kingsbury might have been higher on the list as well. But the fact that they really, really wanted Greg Williams as defensive coordinator and also wanted to pick some of the other assistants, I think scared these guys off. It scared Kingsbury right to Arizona.
Right.
And Rhule stayed at Baylor. And I think either one of them could have had the job if they had agreed to take the assistant.
Do you believe, lastly, Gary Myers with us, legend, do you believe that that Le'Veon Bell is going to be mad that all day today people have basically said that Adam Gase is not interested in what that guy's making? And so, in other words, Adam Gase is like saying, in not so many words, you're not worth it.
Well, Bell's already chimed in on Twitter. It's either
what did he say
tonight? I don't remember exactly what he said, but he basically was shrugging his shoulders at it, you know, like, you know, I'll judge for myself, or I'm just coming in to win. I don't really care what anybody says about me. But listen, unless the guy's built up such a wall around him after the last year and is totally blocked out what anybody has said about him, because there's been so many negative things said about Bell throughout the holdout, and then, throughout sitting out last year and then before he finally signed. He might have just built up such a tough skin at this point that he really doesn't care. But how can you walk into a new situation and then have your, you know, the story being today that the GM gets fired, and part of the reason is that the head coach didn't want you on the team,
right,
or thought you were overpaid? It's got to affect their relationship.
I mean, it's got to. And I think that he said, I just want to win football games. I heard what he said. He's like, it's not going to affect me one way or the other. I don't care what anybody says about me. I'm just going to play. Here's the deal. In New York, you can say all that stuff now, but the bottom line is they're going to keep bringing it up all year. They're going to drive Bell nuts, and he's going to get to the point where he won't even talk to the media by week 8. And Gase, I mean, this guy's going to need a therapist by the time they're done with him in this town, because he's taking a beating today like no other. Gary, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the bench. I always love it. You're the man.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good night.
All right, Gary Myers of The Athletic, and he's a great writer and author, a good friend on the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.